Hello, this is DJ C at acbradio.org with news and views you can use. And very special greetings to you around the world. This is Don Coco, and I'm reporting for Main Menu once again from Sacramento, California. Thank you for joining me. First, I would like to thank the many people who write to me and let me know that they enjoy my work here on Main Menu. So thank you very much for writing to DJC at acbradio.org. And if you don't like my work, please be sure to write in and let me know that as well. Today we're talking about an email program. This is a talking email program called Talking Email. It's put out by the good folks at fordevelopers.com. That's http://developers.com. And they put out some great software. They have several talking pieces of software. Talking Email is their most popular one. They also have a Talking Stocks program, and they have a Talking Greetings program. And Talking Greetings, I believe, was reviewed by someone else here on Main Menu quite a while ago. That's a fun little program. You can send animated greetings to your friends via email, and it's very cool. And I believe that one is freeware. But the Talking Email program that I'm reviewing today, version 4.6 as I record this, is $19.95. You can try the program for 15 days. So be sure to check it out. Anyway, let's go and let's check it out right now. We'll go find it on
over
the start menu here. Let's go here and
equals.
Let's go to it and let's see if we can locate it here. Let's see what we got here.
Talking email.
And there it is.
O equals.
So let's see what we got here. We have ordering information.
Files edit. R equals. Read me.
Read me.
Location C program files edit. T equals.
Talking email.
Location C program files edit.
And
U equals. Uninstall.
This one does have an uninstaller, so you can uninstall. So we're going to start the program. And when I start the program, what's going to happen is it's going to go out on... Now, I'm already set up, but if you were not set up, the first time what would happen is it will prompt you for information such as your mail server. Now, let me explain about this particular program. The idea of this particular program is to read a few lines of an incoming message, not necessarily read the whole message. So if the message is real long, it only will read a few lines. What it does, it retrieves the message and reads at least enough of it so you know what the message is. It does not delete the mail from the mail server. You need to have a regular client installed. The purpose of Talking Email, as at least I believe it to be, is when you're busy and you just want to monitor incoming messages as they come in. So, for example, if I'm busy here in the recording studio and I want to still monitor my email, I could pop this program up. And if I were waiting for an important message, or if I did some shopping on the web and I was waiting for a receipt to come through, this would be helpful. And then I can retrieve the messages later on with my regular email client, which of course will delete them from the server. But the idea again behind Talking Email is just to read the messages. You do not write email with this particular client. If you want to write email, you do use your regular email program. When I start the program, for the first time, if you've just installed it, it's going to prompt you for general information. For example, your name, the name of your mail server, your password to the mail server, and that sort of information. So it's going to prompt you for that kind of information. And I will show you how that works in just a moment. In the meantime, let's start the program. And since mine is already set up, and also I'm registered here, it will tell you whether you're unregistered or registered, but I am registered, so I don't get a flash screen. When you start it up, it will say unregistered, and you have a button, I believe, on there that says try it. So it will do that as well. Anyway, let's give it a start and see what happens
menu
here.
Menu closed. Button. Start menu.
It's going to come up on the
Talking
screen.
Email 4.06.
It just Custom came up control. On the screen, and
hello,
we're
DJC.
Waiting. It says, hello, DJC. Which it did. It's now out there looking for mail. We'll see in a minute if we have any. It may not have any. We will see in just a moment if it's retrieved any email. It's gone out there to retrieve any email. And I guess we apparently do not have any email, or so it seems that we don't have any email. So let's tab over.
Button. C equals check mail.
I'll ask it to check mail by hand.
Button. B equals clipboard.
No new messages.
No new messages. So I don't have any email. Okay, so I don't have any email at the moment that I can share with you. I have a couple of saved pieces, however. And you can tab between the buttons. Let's do that.
Button. O equals options. Button. S equals stop talking. Button. R equals read. Button. V equals view. Button. E equals remove.
Now I'm tabbing, as I said.
Button. A equals remove all. Button. Add rule.
Add rule is when you want to add a rule to their version of a filter. So if you were getting a lot of spam, you might want to add to a filter, you know, that sort of thing.
Custom control.
Then we have a custom control box. That's I don't know what that's for. It just says custom control.
List box.
Now, we have two list boxes here. The first list box is where mail is going to be put when it comes in.
Servers.
And we have several messages saved here.
Re-Odyssey, can anyone explain? Linda Slade.
We have a message from Linda Slade on the Odyssey Games list.
Become an internet merchant.
Become an internet merchant. That sounds like spam to me.
Become an internet merchant.
That one there. And then...
servers.
My servers. That's a message that I sent to a fella about his servers not acting right earlier in the day.
Okay, Chris, I'm a lurker.
Okay, Chris, I'm a lurker is the name of that message.
FWDFW for you, and hopefully back T. Del Stratman list box FWDFW.
And there's another message from Del Stratman, and...
Movie Star Trek by the Undiscovered Country.
Movie Star Trek, the Undiscovered Country. So, let's say I want to read one of these. Let's...
FWDFW
I'm going to choose...
For you, and hopefully back three or servers.
I'm going to choose one...
Three or servers. Three or servers. Okay, Chris,
I'm going to read this message that says, okay, Chris... And it's a message that came into the Winamp for the Blind list from John Squarey. So, John, if you're listening, I'm going to make you famous here. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to tab over.
Winamp Equalizer. Winamp
One. Message from Sharon Lash. Winamp Equalizer. My name is Sharon, and I'm from New York City. I also love Winamp. I need to know how to use the equalizer. I asked this question earlier today, and he saw it listed but got no response to it. I was wondering, should I send mail in text format rather than M? If you want to share pictures, use the calendar, or start a vote, visit http://www.smartgrouse.com/group/winamp4zevlin to leave the group. Email winamp4zevlin and subscribe at smartgrouse.com.
And there you go. Actually, a message came in. I was going to show you how to read a message, and one came in. It checks messages every 3 minutes. So you can, I mean, that's the default. You can actually change that in the options. So let's say I want to read this message that I got.
Equalizer. Re-Odyssey,
let's see, I wanted this message. This message from John Squarey.
List box.
And I'm going to tab over and ask it to read it.
Custom button. C equals check button. B equals button. O equals up button. S equals button.
I'm looking for it here.
R equals read.
Here we go, read. And you can also type Alt and the first letter of the option you want, but I'm using the tab key just to show you how it works.
Message from John Schweary. Okay, Chris, I'm a lurker. I noticed that, too, but since I'm a lurker, I didn't point it out. I don't want either of them to do anything to me. Lol. I use Winamp 2.81, but about all I do with it is listen to waves and MP3s. At 06:09 p.m. 10/16/02-0700, you wrote.
Now, you'll notice that it said you wrote and it stopped there, and that's because it only is designed to read so many lines of a message. It just happened to track out that way just perfectly. But that's a message that came in earlier in the day. Thank you, John. That's a message that came in earlier in the day, and I saved that so that I can show you how it works. I can also copy mail to the clipboard, and then I can ask this mail client to read the clipboard with Alt-B.
Button.
Sorry, there is no text available in the clipboard. You can go to any Windows program, for example your web browser or word processor, and copy a block of text to the clipboard. You can then listen to it using the clipboard feature of talking email.
Great. I also can type Alt-C to ask it to check mail.
Button. B equals.
No new messages.
No new messages. See, it went out and it looked. It comes back and says, no messages right this second. And then, as I said, Control-R.
Button. R equals read.
And it, actually, what that does, it puts it on puts it on the space bar.
Custom control.
So, it puts the R in front of you, but it doesn't actually read. You have to press the space bar to get it to read. That's one hotkey that doesn't quite work. I don't know why they did it quite that way. Maybe that's an oversight on their part, but that's okay. You can just press the space bar.
Message from John Schweary.
And as you see, it's right there again.
I'm a lurker. I noticed that, too.
Alt S will stop the message.
Button. S equals stop talking.
See? Stop the message right there. Now, O for options. So we'll type control, Alt O.
Button. O equals options. Options. Bottom radio button. Check K equals network connection LAN users. Cable. DSLEC.
And you have tons of options here. And you can just, the best thing to do that I suggest is at the top of the screen, you have the different options. You have
graphic, email accounts, graphic general, graphic character, graphic, what to say, graphic rules, graphic filters.
Right, you have all these different options, and probably what the best thing to do is to go
space, E, dash, left.
I would single left click on the tab you want, because these tabs are not shown, and then you can tab across and set the different options. For example, I just press the email one.
Button. Online help.
They have an online help.
Bottom. Radio button. Check K equals network connection LAN
network
users.
Connection Cable, LAN users. ESS,
list box. Default account.
Default account. In other words, if you have more than one account, this is the default account. I'm only using one account here.
Button. D equals add.
I can add an account.
Button. Read me.
I can ask it to, it says read me.
Talking email message.
Talking email does not delete email messages from the mail server. This means that when you open your default email program, you will receive all the new messages.
Okay, see, that's just a little read me blurb, like a help type thing.
Button. O equals okay.
And then, of course, you have okay.
Button. S equals say it.
Then you have a button that says say it.
Talking email does not delete email messages from the mail server. This means that when you open your default email program, you will receive all the new messages.
And
button. O equals OK.
And then they have, we're back to OK. And then they have other tabs here for different things.
Graphic. Talking email does not delete this.
Let's see what we have here.
Graphic. Talking. Graphic. Talk. Graphic. Talking email does not
delete
this. Oh,
I see. It's reading them.
Receive default. Button. O equals OK. Left. Options.
Oh, I see. So that popped up a little window, and I had to tell it OK. All right.
Top left, graphic. Email accounts, graphic.
Email.
A-T-C, left.
Accounts.
Custom control.
And if I click on accounts, let's see what we have
button
here.
Online help, bottom. Radio button checked. K equals network connection LAN users. List box. Default account. Button. D equals add. Button. Read me. Edit box. Mail.
Okay, mail is my incoming server.
Edit box. DJC03.
DJC03 is my name.
Edit box.
My password, of course, has not displayed, but it's there.
Edit box. 3.
How often do I want the mail to check? Well, by default, they have it as three minutes. And I could change that to, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever I want. However often I will want this to check mail.
Edit box. 110.
110, that's the port that it goes out and looks at for the mail. That's what it's supposed to be.
Combo box, top hour, 1 of 7.
You have combo boxes here. This is for a feature called the time, I think. Let me look at that.
30 minutes, 20 minutes, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes. Bottom, minute 7 of 7, 5 minutes, 6 of 7.
Well, maybe that's how often.
5 of 7.
Well, no, I don't know what that is. I thought it was for the clock.
6 of edit box.
And then they have another edit box. That's for the outgoing SMTP server. In my case, also mail.
Combo box. Announce. 24 of 89. Blink. 25
of
89.
Oh, yeah. What do I want it to do? They have a whole bunch of choices.
Announce.
Announce.
24. Alert 23.
Alert.
Acknowledge.
Acknowledge.
22. Idle 22.
Idle.
Glance down.
Glance.
Glance up.
Glance up.
Glance right
18. These are the way the character will
alert
behave.
Announce.
It's basically what that box is. It's the way the character behaves. You probably don't want to fool with that.
Edit box. Button. Browse. Combo box. MS Sans Serif.
And then they have fonts and
combo
all
box
kinds of things
10,
here.
2 of 9.
And you probably do not want to fool with, I would not fool with any of this kind of stuff, probably.
Button. O equals OK. talking email 4.06.
There we go. And there are other options, too. There's options for the character. You can pick the character. I'm using one called Electra. But they have a bunch of characters.
Now 4:55 p.m.
The time is now 4:55 p.m. Did you hear that? That's the clock that's built into this thing. And I told it right at the moment to remind me what time it is every 5 minutes. That's the clock. That was the option I set. It said the top one said hour. This has a clock built into it. It'll go off on the hour. You just heard a little chime to show you what it sounds like, and it will announce the time. There's also a reminder feature built into this program. So, for example, you can ask it to remind you of birthdays and appointments and all kinds of stuff. Talking Email, pretty good little program from fordevelopers.com. That's http://. www.4developers.com. fordevelopers.com. Pretty good little program. Check it out. Well, that's it until next time. So on behalf of the Main Menu team, this is DJC at acbradio.org. Thank you for listening.